Hey, hello. Yes, I am Scott and I am an American in Bangkok. Welcome. Thank you for listening. Yes. I got all kinds of shit to talk about. Thailand and the Thai government and even Thai people. Well, every expat who lives here for a lengthy period of time tends to have a love-hate relationship with the country. I find myself standing up for Thais, standing up for the country, the way things are. But then again, I'm constantly finding things that I just, they're just, it's so fucking illogical that it baffles my mind, and it baffles just about everybody. Everybody that isn't Thai is left to wonder what the fuck do some of these people think. A couple of examples. Now, I just heard that the Tiger Temple in Kanchanaburi, 100 tigers and a bunch of birds were the people, what do you call them? I can't think. The authorities came in, found all these animals, and quarantined them, put them aside, took them, and said, "You guys are fucking doing illegal shit here." Basically, and they've been accused of this for quite some time, the temple has been. They've been accused of illegally smuggling animals. And this is a really bad thing, and I'll tell you why. It's bad enough that they're smuggling animals and smuggling fucking tigers, which are an endangered species. I mean, they are critically endangered. The fucking wind blows the wrong way, and the rest of the tigers are gone. That's about how bad it is. The thing is that if they're illegally smuggling animals, this is a fucking temple, okay? That to me is, blasphemous. But this is a temple that has taken millions and millions and millions and millions of baht in to renovate their place so that the tigers would have it better. And it took them like fucking 10 years to get their shit together. And I don't think it's still the way that it's supposed to be, but it's quite a bit better than it once was. Now, the thing is that they're smuggling tigers and they're breeding the tigers, which they are not supposed to be doing that. And the reason they're not supposed to be doing that is they just let their attitude is, "Oh, well, the tigers, they want to get fucking jiggy, man. I mean, what are you going to do? Get in between the tigers and not let them do it? Hey, what can we do?" But that's not the way that they need to think, because as a scientist, that's fucked up, and I'll tell you why. Because if you breed a Bengal tiger with a Siberian tiger, or you breed a Bengal tiger with some other species of tiger, you fuck up the genes. You pollute the gene pool. And being that there are a limited number of tigers in the world, this is not what the world needs. So it makes me very happy to be able to say, "You're fucking busted." The monk got busted. Now, I don't know. I tried to take a look yesterday and I couldn't find it, but there used to be a passage on the temple's website. It was so fucking ridiculous. I just had to say, who believes this bullshit? I'll just tell you, I'll give you an idea of what it said. It said something about, this tiger cub was brought into us, and being that we are supposed to care for all animals, including tigers, we did our best and we tried to take care of it, and unfortunately, the tiger died. Now, you would think that that would be the end of it, but no. What happened was people started bringing in more tigers. And before they knew it, they had a bunch of tigers. They didn't know what the fuck to do with them. And they were feeding animals other than the tigers. They were feeding birds and they were feeding boars. The next thing you know, they said, oh, the boars must have been talking to each other because they all came to the temple. And before we knew it, we had all these boars and all these tigers and all these birds, all these animals. Yeah, right. It was because they were fucking talking to each other. No, it's because they smelled the fucking food. Didn't have to anything to do with them saying, hey, come on, Joe, let's go over and fucking eat at the temple. Motherfuckers are handing out free food. I mean, really ridiculous shit. And then, you know, they say, these tigers love us. We're their family. This is why they're so passive. And I believe they said they used to feed them dog food or something like that. And because of that, they don't eat meat anymore. So they don't feel the need to attack humans, which is complete horseshit. You know, I mean, I'd like to test that out. The thing is that it's going to cost somebody their life. But if I said to one of the monks, hey, why don't you go stand in that cage, not feed the tiger, and let that motherfucker play with you until he gets hungry, and then he's going to rip the shit out of you, and we'll see if he eats meat or not. You know what I mean? Like, this is the thing. To me, you know, human encroachment upon... Most people don't hear me talk about wildlife very much, but I do know a fair amount. I've studied it all my life, and when I was in high school, I was an avid I don't know what you know junior scientist or whatever. I used to go study sharks and marine life and all kinds of animals. But now I'm trying to remember what the fuck I was saying. But forgot what I was going to say. Anyway. Let me get back onto just the subject in general. You know, when you take in a wild animal like that, you're taking away an animal that has a chance to live free. Now, when somebody who doesn't know what the fuck they're doing, and these monks pulling the tail of a tiger and putting them up for show and doing all this shit, they're just a fucking circus act. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. They may think they know what they're doing. They know how much to feed them. They know how to water them. They know, you know, the cat likes to be scratched behind his ears. The cat likes to fuck in the morning. They know all these things, yes. But that doesn't make them scientists. And I dare say that Alan Rabinowitz, who is the head of Panthera, knows a shitload more about any of these monks in his little finger. And I think that when you allow people just to it's bad enough that people have them as pets. I mean, to me, that's fucked up. To me, they're wild animals. And, oh, I know what I was going to say now. Okay. People are encroaching on the habitats of wild animals. It's happening in Africa. It's happening in Asia. The more people there are, the more space they need. The more space they need, the less space the animals get. In India, the problem is not so much human encroachment as much as humans living alongside with, like, tigers and leopards. And thus, they have a large number of attacks there. But they are not necessarily they're not encroaching on into the national parks any more than they were in the past. But, you know, the thing is the Sundarbans, I want to go to the Sundarbans. That's something on my bucket list. I want to go there and I want to photograph tigers, even if it means sitting in a fucking tree for 2 months. I want to do that. I don't want to go in a fucking Jeep with a bunch of other people. I want to go and, you know, I'll do it as a journalist or whatever. I'll try to get a media visa or something like that and be able to go in. The problem is that in the Sundarbans, a lot of motherfuckers are getting eaten there. Guys get chowed on all the time. The tigers see them in the boat and they come and they nab one guy. They yank him out of the boat. Bring them over to the river, kill them, run over, grab another one, do the same thing. And they've done that. They do that 4, 5, 6 times. They'll kill the whole boat of people. You know, the fucking tigers are badass. They belong in the wild. These people, they are beekeepers. They are gathering honey. They know this is, they have very few options. So that's where they live. The people with the little villages in like Nepal and India and where they have a lot of leopard attacks, these people have nowhere else to go. So it's understandable that this shit happens. It's unfortunate, but it does. Now, in Thailand, the tigers seem to be prospering because the Thais don't allow that shit. They don't allow people coming into their parks fucking going after these tigers. If they found somebody doing that, they'd probably fucking kill them right there. But the tigers here are actually growing in number. I believe there's one or two places, and I don't think tourists are allowed to go there. The one place I know tourists cannot go, I think it's over past Kanchanaburi. But the point is that, you know, for the most part, wild animals belong in the wild. Leave them the fuck alone. And most of the time, unless they're a hungry tiger, they will leave you the fuck alone too. You know, most snakes, if you don't fuck with them, they're not going to fuck with you. They just want, they're like, leave me the fuck alone. And I can totally relate to that. Because you know what? I don't like to be fucked with. If somebody comes to me and they're mellow and they say, oh, you know, Scott, we have a problem. You really can't do that. I would be like, oh, really? Why's that? And then that's it. We just have a discussion. But if they come to me, hey, motherfucker, you can't do that. You can't. Hey, fuck you, man. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, however somebody approaches you, you generally approach them that way back. But not always. You know, you can't always rise to their level or stoop to their level. But the point is that if more people left the animals alone and just let them do what the fuck they wanted, you wouldn't have problems like this fucking Sriracha Tiger Farm and the fucking Kanchanaburi Tiger Temple. Ah, it's fucking disgusting. And I won't go there. I don't give a fuck what they're doing there. And I'll tell you what, a very, very well-known photographer, his name is Steve Winter. He works with National Geographic. He went to the Tiger Temple. And he actually said in the beginning, I don't know how I feel about this. Because, you know, while it's great to be able to photograph the tigers, I feel that it's not very safe. And also that it's just not right. And it's not. And this is the thing. And I've been saying this for a while. In the world in general, whatever happened to right or wrong? What's happened to that? People know what's right and what's wrong. But people don't give a fuck because they want to get what I want, I don't care if it's right or wrong, fuck you. That's the attitude. You know, so when it comes to the tigers, though, the thing is that probably about a year ago, maybe 6 months ago, a girl got mauled. She got her leg ripped open by one of the tigers. Tiger was just sitting there, she's kind of patting it, she kind of leaned back or whatever, and the next thing, she might have leaned back onto part of the tiger and kind of squished him or something. Next thing you know, the tiger jumps up, whoosh, takes a swipe at her leg, rips her leg open. And as I remember, the Tiger Temple was telling her, oh, no problem, no problem. We'll take care of everything. We'll take care of everything. Yeah, well, I mean, why are you going to take care of everything? Everybody's got to sign a fucking disclaimer if it says, you know, it's dangerous. And if anything happens, you're responsible. You know why? Because they don't want it to get out that people are getting fucking chowed on by a tiger, because that would go against everything that they've been saying. Oh yeah, you know, they're just mellow because they're our family and they love us, and that's all fucking bullshit. Now, people have said that they're drugged. I don't know this. I can't say positively, oh yeah, those tigers have been drugged, but they sure enough fuck look that way. And for a guy to come over and pull a tiger by the tail and hit him with a stick, I don't care if it really hurts the tiger or not. If it just annoys him a little bit, it's fucked up. I mean, leave the motherfucker alone, because you know what? I don't give a fuck when I see some animal, some dummy doing something to an animal and the animal chomps his ass. You know, like the at the crocodile farm in Samut Pakhan. You know, I've seen two or three times I've seen a guy get his arm chomped on. And then one guy had his head chomped on. And, you know, he's putting his head inside of a crocodile. What the fuck are you doing that for? I mean, what is the point of that? To show how brave you are? That's not brave. It's fucking stupid. It's just saying, I want the money that I'm going to earn from this. So let me stick my head inside this croc and fuck, I hope he doesn't bite the shit out of me. That's what it is. It's just fucking stupidity. You know, but okay. Anyway, enough about, you know, the whole tiger thing. Now, the other thing that I wanted to talk about, or at least one of the other things that I wanted to talk about, is how the Puhin Ronkla National Park in Phitsanulok is increasing the cost of entrance for foreigners from 200 to 400 baht. What really gets me is that the director, what is that what he is? Let me see here. The spokesman for the park stated that the increase would not affect the number of tourists who visit the park, as fewer than 100 foreigners visited the park last year. Well, if fewer than 100 visited the park last year, why in the fuck are you raising the price? Because you know what? There's a lot of pissed off foreigners. And notice that I don't use the word Farang. Because you know what? The one thing, I love Thailand, and sometimes I fucking hate it. And when some ignorant fuck calls me a Farang, to me, there's no difference in that and calling somebody some racial slur back in the U.S. There's nothing different. It's just that here, nobody gives a fuck. A tough shit. And, you know, I'm not easily offended. I don't give a fuck. You want to call me something, call me that. But then don't be surprised if I call you a fucking monkey or something like that. I mean, you know, hey, it goes both ways. You can say whatever the fuck you want, but you got to listen to what is said back. That's the thing. You know, I mean, it's very simple. You know, the other day, this guy went on my Facebook. Now, I've communicated with the guy. He's been following me for a long time. He is a photographer. And he said something about how I had made a comment about this, this double pricing. And he said something, oh, yeah, well, you know how these people are. They're lower intelligence and they're ignorant and they're this and they're that. And I had to fucking say, hey, wait a minute. You know what? Listen, this is not about all Thai people. This is about the fucking Thai government acting in a manner that is detrimental, at least in the way I think, detrimental to the relations between Thais and the people living here and visiting here. Because what they're saying is, fuck you. We don't care what color your skin is or if you like us raising the price or not. Fuck you. If you don't want to come, don't come. Well, you know what? People are starting to say, fuck you back, and they're not coming. The tourist numbers from 2013 to 2014 to 2015 have been dropping. And like 8%. From 2013 to 2014, the tourist numbers dropped something like 8%. Now, that's a lot. That's a lot. And it's going to keep dropping, in my opinion. It's just my opinion, of course. Of course. I can't state this as fact, because it's all conjecture. But when I look at the way that people are treated and how difficult it is, listen, I am married. I was thinking about this, and I just wrote this to somebody because I was talking about how in the future I want to live in America part-time. I'll visit Thailand part-time, and I'll go somewhere else, whether it's Ecuador, France, the Netherlands, you know, anywhere. It doesn't really matter. I'll go for 3 or 4 months to each of these places. And you know, the thing is that in the Philippines and in Ecuador, getting a visa is much fucking easier. If you want to retire here, it's much easier. Now, I'm married to a Thai, have been married for many, many years. I've always had a visa. I've always been, you know, on the level. And I just found out that the only way that you can get your residency permit is if you are working here. Well, what fucking good is that? What good is that to all the people who have retirement visas? It makes absolutely no fucking sense to me. So this is the kind of shit that is really getting on my nerves. Over, and it's very slowly but surely, they're basically shooting themselves in the foot. And I knew that this would happen. I just didn't know when. I didn't know how long it was gonna take. But eventually, when I got my shit together enough, when me and my wife have enough money saved, and when, you know, things are the way that we want, which is, you know, we really need to make sure that we don't have to worry about our kids, that our kids are firmly entrenched in whatever school they're going to. And right now they are here, but I'm not really happy with the school. For the most part, you know, Thai schools, they operate on show. It's show that you look good, show that you're cute, that you're polite, and everything's fine. Ever hear the story of the two workers in a Thai business? The one woman is a excellent worker, but she's got a bit of an attitude. And the other woman is fucking horrible worker. Her work sucks. She's terrible. But she's as sweet as can be and is very polite to everyone and very nice. Now, when it came time to get rid of one of these people, who do you think the business got rid of? Of course, they didn't get rid of the person who's more productive, which maybe that's why Thailand placed number 300 out of 300 countries in economic performance. You know, this kind of mentality. Oh, well, you know what? This lady's a nice lady, so we're not going to get rid of her. When did that come into play? It's nice that you can get along and be a team player. But, you know, the bottom line is, hey, if I'm batting 500 and I'm telling people to fuck off, leave me the fuck alone because I'm getting ready to go up to bat, what's better, the guy who bats 500 or the guy who's a sweetie pie who bats 200? I mean, really, it's fucking ridiculous, you know? Now, I have to say that, you know, I said this the last time. I've been thinking about talking about some subjects that are pretty taboo. One of them is religion. The other is politics. And at first, I was like, oh, I don't know if I should do that. Oh, you know what? Now I'm at this juncture where I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want. And, you know, I'll use my head about what I say, but I'm not going to hold back. And when it comes to religion, like I've said before, I have nothing against any religion. Everybody should be able to practice whatever religion they want. Now, if you come to my country and you try to practice a law from your religion in my fucking country, it's not a law, so you can either get the fuck out or you can stop with trying to put that law into practice. It's as simple as that. Now, of course, it's easy to think that that would be Muslims, okay? But actually, this is religion in general that I'm talking about. Okay, so I'm going to talk about that I think it'll be the next podcast. And politics, because I saw something today in the news from this Mike Huckabee. This guy's a fucking dumb fuck, man. I mean, and I've been hearing things, and some of the things have to do with religion that are just so fucking ludicrous that it makes sense why the United States, although I still think it's the greatest country on earth, why it's going in the shitter. I mean, you know, it just makes no sense to me. So that's what we're going to talk about in the next episode. But I wanted to talk about one more thing, and that is TSA. TSA, baby. I saw this article about this guy. His name is Roger Vanderklok. Now, he's an American. He was on his way to Miami, okay? And he got stopped. He was in Philadelphia. He got stopped on his way to Miami. And he had some power bars and what else was it? What do you have? The power bars and a watch, sports watch. TSA pulled him aside. They started checking him. And they were taking their fucking sweet-ass time, as it seems they do sometimes. And he asked, how did he go about filing a complaint? The next thing he knew, he was in a little room, stuck by himself. 20 hours later, they finally got back to him. 20 fucking hours. Now, I have to say, if you haven't seen the video about Cartman and TSA, Cartman with South Park, the cartoon. You have to watch it. It's on YouTube. You can look up Cartman and TSA. He's standing in line. He's got to take a shit, and he's complaining. He's a little kid. He's complaining. Hey, I gotta take a shit, man. You know, which, you know, that kind of stuff happens to me sometimes. I gotta take a bad piss, and I'm like jumping up and down, going, I gotta piss. You know, oh sir, you can't get off the plane. Well, can I go in the bathroom? Oh, sorry, sir. You know, we're getting ready to take off. Remain seated. And it's like, all right, well then, maybe I'll just piss my pants. But anyway, he's standing there in line. He's got to take a shit. And ahead of him is this big black woman, stereotypical, if there ever was one, stereotypical black TSA agent woman. And she's got people walking up to her, and she says something like, turn around, let me see your asshole. And, you know, one guy will turn around and stick his ass up in there, and she'll reach in there. Turn around, let me see your asshole, please. And this is a cartoon. I just thought it was so fucking funny because it's fucking dead on. Okay, that's about how they are. Bend over, let me stick my finger up your ass and see if you got anything in there. Oh, human rights? Oh, sorry, but this, you know, we got to see that if you're a terrorist or not, you know. It just makes no sense. Now, getting back to this guy, this poor fucking guy, he just asked, hey, you know, how do I file a complaint? They fucking threw him in a room, and the TSA said that it was concerned that his watch and the power bars, which were in his small PVC pipe for protection, electronics and organic mass can be used to make bombs. but this Vanderklok, this guy, his lawyers argued in court that I don't think power bars are consistent with bombings, nor are watches. A judge quickly dismissed threat charges against Vanderklok because the TSA guy lied and said that this Vanderklok was sticking his finger in his face, telling him that he was going to blow the place up. He could do it anytime he wanted. The guy fucking lied outright. And they had him on videotape, and his hands were by his side, and he was perfectly calm. So they threw the charges out. And now this guy Vanderklok, Roger Vanderklok, is filing a lawsuit seeking unspecified damages for what he considers a retaliatory arrest, which I think is fucking great because, you know, these people, they have to realize, I mean, you know, we're not at war with each other, and we're not, you know, the whole thing that I like about Thailand is nobody generally fucks with you unless you fuck with them. And I don't like being fucked with. If I'm walking down the street, I don't want somebody fucking with me. I don't want to be fucked with by a Thai cop, and I don't want to be fucked with by TSA. I don't want to be fucked with by anybody. I just want to be left the fuck alone. I'm not doing anything wrong. Unless I'm doing something wrong, get the fuck away from me and leave me alone. That's my mentality. Now, you can say that it's for your own safety and all the shit. Oh, really? Doesn't seem like it's a whole lot fucking safer now. So, anyway, let's see here. Yeah, this guy said, the passenger made a bomb threat to me. He said, I'll bring a bomb through here any day I want. You'll never find it. Now, this is an architect, and he's a runner. He's 58 years old, and his goal was to run 60 mini marathons by the time he was 60. Now, I don't know, but somehow I doubt he fits the profile or the so-called profile of a fucking terrorist. And he's got fucking power bars, and you're going to tell me, oh, yeah, he's going to make a bomb. You better watch out. He's got power bars. It's like, Jesus Christ, man. These fucking people, it's like fucking monkeys are running the country. That's what it's like. I mean, maybe what it is that all the smart people are like, fuck this. I don't want to be a politician. That sucks, man. You think I'm going to be up there and take all the heat for all this shit? No fucking way. So you get a bunch of guys that don't have much of a brain. They act like they do, but they don't have one. And then, you know, this is what happens to the country. You get all kinds of shit like this going on. So anyway, it says Vanderklok flies frequently for work, and he had set a goal of running 60 half marathons by his 60th birthday. He never made it to Miami, so he didn't even get to go there because these motherfuckers held him so long. He said he hopes to return to form soon. He had a little back injury, apparently. But he hopes to avoid any more travel drama. And then it also says that another TSA case in Philadelphia, a former college student recently won a $25,000 Department of Justice settlement and police restraining after he was held for 5 hours over Arabic flashcards in his pocket that included the words for bomb and kill. Now, that I don't understand. I mean, do Arabic flashcards come... Do they normally come with the words bomb and kill in them? I don't know. It doesn't seem like they would, but I could be wrong. Whatever. But in this guy's case, it's like, you know, if I bring granola bars, does that mean I'm going to get arrested because it's organic? Are you going to throw me in the clink and go, motherfucker, I know you. I know you're a terrorist. You got fucking granola bars. You're going to jail for fucking, you're going to Guantanamo Bay, bitch. You're carrying granola bars. You sick fuck. You're out to destroy the world. Oh, my God. It's like, fuck. It's this is the kind of stupidity. And it's like, this is why, like, I don't like reading the news. And I don't like watching shit. And I just want to be out in the... If I had it my way, if I was capable of taking care of myself, which I couldn't do it in this extreme of a situation. But I'd be out in the middle of fucking Alaska somewhere. Fucking living off the land with solar panels and fucking a generator and chilling out every day, chopping wood and hunting for my food, you know. And if somebody came on my land, I'd be like, what do you want? And if you got anything to sell or you are trying to bust me for something, I'm going to shoot your ass. You know, I mean, simple as that. And of course, you know, I'd have the bottle of tequila on the front of my patio with a big fat doobie, because I'm getting old and I'm in pain, and I'm sure that would take away the pain. I haven't fucking smoked pot in many, many years, but I'm sure the fucking high grade of shit that they got nowadays, that probably takes the pain right away. So, you know, a doobie on a big old fucking fatty on the front porch, bottle of tequila, a cold fucking Corona in a ice cooler right there on my front porch, me on my rocking chair, and you know what? The only motherfuckers that are going to come at me are the animals. And generally, you know, I could throw them a few scraps and they'll leave me the fuck alone. Other than that, nobody else is going to come and fuck with me. Because I'm on a big plot of land somewhere. If somebody comes on, it's like, hey, what do you want, motherfucker? Get the fuck off my land or I shoot your ass. You know, I mean, that's the kind of place that I want. So, you know, hopefully I'll get that one day. It gives me something to dream about. But anyway, that's all I got for now. Hopefully this has been intellectually stimulating. Or at least it made you laugh. Until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok di lat jerkin mai.